Welcome to Shining Bright, the Farm Her radio show, all about women doing great things. Women who are making the ordinary extraordinary. Women following their passion, taking action, and making a difference for themselves and others. Join me, Margie, as your host on Shining Bright by Farm Her.
Welcome to Shining Bright. You have got me, Margie, myself, and I as the Farm Herd. You just got the Farm Herd today. And I'm so happy to be here with you. So these last few weeks, we have had episodes surrounding growing, creating, and connecting. And this was all inspired by the Soil Sisters, who are a two-part episode on Farm Her on RFD TV. And the second part airs this week. And as you know, it airs Saturdays or Fridays and Sundays at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, Saturday mornings and Wednesday mornings as well. But that aside, this is a group of women that I am so inspired by. And, you know, I think as a woman navigating a business and a creative business, it's been on my mind a lot lately. What this looks like for me and how it works for me as a creative person in this industry, building a business, because that's ultimately what Farm Her is on the backside, is it is a small business. But these women, the Soil Sisters, they're just so inspiring. I mean, they run after what they're passionate about every day. And it is very hard. It comes with a lot of ups and a lot of downs, probably more downs than ups. And they're connecting with each other. And that's one thing I have to remind myself all of the time, is that reach out to those people around you, you know, rely on them and give them parts of you and also absorb parts of them, you know, and they do this, they have these potlucks and that's how it started. And now they've got this like more formal group and there's many, many, many women in that group and they're all helping each other and they're all flourishing because of it. And I'm going to talk about this a couple more times in this episode, but I have been reading a book lately called In the Company of Women. And I think as a creative person, in my soul, I can't say that I've always thought of myself as a creative person, but look at what I do. I mean, taking pictures has been the impetus to create a whole business around women and to celebrate those women. And it all started with pictures and my love of an image and my love of what that showed. I think you can show so much with a picture. You can meet a person, you can learn about that person, you can see in their life and really connect with who they are. And, you know, we've obviously expanded and changed that and grown that. And there is that business side. But as this creative person who's always running after how to keep the creative side of me there, but also to create a business that will support that creative side of me and allow me to keep expressing myself and putting my passion out into the world through that, it's this balance. And so this book, In the Company of Women, interviews women from all around the country in many different lines of business, but they're all based in some sort of creative way. You know, maybe it's interior design, maybe it's graphic design, maybe it's photography, maybe it's printmaking, or maybe they're, you know, they work with clay and they create, you know, plates and dishes and all these things, so many different things. And they're all so varied in what they do, but, it's really been enlightening for me because I think the pressure in this world to bigger, better, make more, run faster, do it all. And I can say that I'm my own worst enemy as far as all of this goes, right? Like you got to try, you have to make ends meet. Number one, you have to have the legs under the business to make ends meet. That has to happen for you to keep doing what you're doing. But at some point, and this question is asked of all these women, what defines success for you? And over and over and over again, these women talked about getting to do what they love every day as being the definition of success. Not making more money, not having a bigger gross revenue on some target on some sheet of paper, you know, not having 100 employees. None of those things define success for these people. Over and over again, when you get to the heart of who these women are and why they do it, and I think this goes back to farms as well. Getting to do what you do every day is the definition of success. It doesn't have to look like some big company's definition of success. It doesn't have to look like, you know, a whole industry worth of success. It has to work for you. And I think getting to do what you do is certainly the key. One other interesting thing that I thought was very interesting about talking about the space in which they work, they all talked about having light. And I agree with you. I agree that, you know, being in a space when you work, whether that's outdoors in a barn, whether that's sitting in an office, light and like earth and like, you know, all of the good things that come into our body through that matter so much. So In the Company of Women, again, such a great book, and we'll put something in our notes about it. We're going to keep talking about it. We're going to talk to some creative, amazing women coming up here on Shining Bright. Welcome back to Shining Bright. We have got a really cool episode today, creating, growing, and connecting, as we've been talking about. And this is a theme running through Farm Her this week. And in the light of creating, I have got a very exciting thing for everybody here. We are talking with Farewell Angelina, and I'm going to make sure that I spit your names out appropriately. Nicole, Andrea, Lisa, and Ashley. Is that correct?
Yes.
Hello, ladies. Thank you for joining us here on Shining Bright.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. So let's introduce you guys to our world here at Shining Bright by Farm Her. And let's take it back a bit. I did a little online stalking of you ladies. And
we love that.
Isn't it the best to be able to find out anything? It gets us prepared. So it sounds like you are friends from a ways back. You all found your way to Nashville. Let's talk about a little bit about how that connection of women came to be and the importance. I'm calling it a girl gang right here. You've kind of formed your own little gang, it sounds like.
Yes.
What that has meant to you over the years.
Yeah, we were all from different parts of the country and moved to Nashville to chase our dreams. And so we all met in town songwriting and playing late night jams. I met Ashley Gearing. We were both at Curb Records at the time, and they flew me up to write for her first record. So we did that and met Andrea and Lisa just in town. And yeah, we've all been very close friends. And over the years that bond has gotten stronger, and we call it a sisterhood. It's a traveling sisterhood.
I love it. I think that these are the things that help us keep kind of going right in the background sometimes, that those people who are in the same boat as you. And as creatives, I think it's a whole different thing when you're running after a dream. Personally, I can speak to that, but you know, building that brand and keeping those people who know what you're going through real close to you is super, super important.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we all decided that it was, you know, fun to chase our dreams individually and go down this path, but it's even more fun to do it together.
Heck yeah. I love that. So as you ladies know, we are Shining Bright by Farm Her, and Farm Her is all about celebrating the stories of women who are engaged in agriculture. Did anybody here have any connection to agriculture growing up?
Yeah,
eating.
Yes, all of us.
Come on.
I consumed a lot of agriculture.
We joke that we eat and drink our way across the country, but I grew up just south of Bakersfield, California, and what most people don't realize is the entire center of California is all agriculture. So you will drive 4 miles and hours and hours and hours, and all you will see is just farmland. Yes. And so I grew up in LA County, but really I grew up surrounded by agriculture.
Yeah. Well, this is Andrea. I'm from Alton, Illinois. And so basically from a cornfield. Mm-hmm. And my grandparents had a farm and a rodeo and raised Clydesdales. So some of those Anheuser-Busch St. Louis Clydesdales that you used to see back in the day, those were my grandparents. That so, yes, awesome. I spent a lot of time. We would braid their hair. We would sit on the rails and braid all the Clydesdale's hair.
Of course. They are some of the most beautiful horses. We got to spend an episode behind the scenes with a woman who has been a trainer there for like 17 years. And they're so beautiful. I absolutely love those. Yeah. Yeah. Me iconic. Too. Awesome. So yes, but I love your analogy that you all eat. So of course you're all very connected to agriculture. I think that's something that we try to spread that message all of the time, that whether you think you are or aren't, you most definitely are if you're lucky enough to have three meals a day. So, okay. So let's talk a little bit. You said that you were all friends and decided, you know, you wanted to kind of be a collective group rather than running at it on your own. So can you tell us a little bit more about how you guys kind of came together?
Nicole was really the one that came up with the idea, and that was about 5 years ago. And so it's evolved a bit and continues to evolve. We just asked Ashley, we proposed to Ashley.
Gate C-14 at the Nashville International Airport.
We're a bunch of goofballs in this band. So we did. We proposed in an airport and asked Ashley to be part of our band about 7 months ago. And she said yes.
She did.
Yay.
So we just continue to roll with the journey as it comes at us. But being friends and you know, loving each other and respecting each other is at the core of this small business that we are running that just happens to be our passions.
I love that you, I'm going to skip down my questions. This question came up later in my script, but I love that you mentioned it as a small business because, you know, you are creatives and you are pursuing your dreams, but in the background, I would imagine that it is a lot of hard work to keep all of this going, right? I mean, we have the same thing here at Farm Her, you know, at the root of what we are a small business and we are creatives and we're trying to get that out in the world. I have been reading a book called In the Company of Women, and it interviews women small business owners who are creatives all around the country, and I absolutely love it. So I'm going to frame some of these questions around some of the things I've been reading in that book. But so as a creative, what does the world need more of and less of?
The world needs more love, for sure. Yes.
And less internet trolls.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, yes. Said.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Drop just the mic.
Make it go away, right?
Yes. No joke.
I think the most important thing, too, is authenticity. And we try to, you know, carry that throughout our personal lives. And also, you know, as creatives in a band, it's like just be yourself and try not to worry about the other timelines that other people may have. And, you know, because there's only one you, and that's probably the most important thing.
I like that. That's true. And sometimes when you're on this like long, windy road, it's hard to remember sometimes like what the purpose was in the beginning, right? Like it just twists and
turns.
Well,
and it changes too. I mean, we set out on a different trajectory, a different path, and you never know where the road's going to lead you. And that's why I said we just kind of roll with it as it comes at us and ebb and flow and just take a deep breath when there's a struggle and keep moving.
Yes. Yes. You guys are like preaching to me all over the place here. So in moments of self-doubt, how do you build yourself back up?
I think we each have our own ways to do that. For me,
each other.
We have each other to do that for sure. Yeah. I think we all have those moments where one of us feels sick. Sometimes someone loses their voice and we're all there to kind of gather around that person and make the show work. And if we have to change parts and, you know, do some extra brain work during our show so that we remember all the new things, we'll do it. I mean, I think we're just our own support group because at the end of the day, it's the four of us on the road doing this thing. And so if we didn't have that, I don't know where we'd be.
Mm-hmm. Well, and with that, it's grace. You know, we treat each other with grace and we accept it whenever it's given to us. Like Andrea said, we are our own support group.
I love this. Can I come on the road with you ladies?
Yeah. We need some more girl power.
I'm joking. We've got an awesome team here at Farm Her who everyone's running around all over the place today. So they're not here with me, but we called our little farm herd and it really does matter. We're getting ready to go to break here. I just want to remind everybody out there that we have an awesome way for you to connect as women who are engaged in agriculture, no matter what your role in agriculture is. And that is our national event, I Am Farm Her. It's coming up June 17th through the 19th, and you can get tickets at a reduced price on our website, iamfarmher.com, before April 15th. So check that out. We'll be right back with Farewell Angelina. Welcome back. We are talking with Farewell Angelina here and Shining Bright by Farm Her. And these ladies really shine bright. If you've been listening, you can hear how they hold each other up. And I think that is such an important thing, especially when you're chasing a dream and you might have days where you get really tired, right?
Every day.
Yeah.
Like I'm a multiple espresso person now. I'm like, let's have more than one.
Yeah. I keep saying like these bags under my eyes. I'm like, I just need more sleep. And they're like, Noah, they're just permanent here now. What the heck? No! I don't know how this is happening. Anyway, so I did read on your website one thing I wanted to talk about just a little bit more. It says that your chemistry lives in watching each other shine. And I think that's such an important thing to talk about because, we need less of mean girls in the world and we need more of people who want each other to shine, I think. And I personally love it when other women shine. I mean, it's such a cool thing. So, talk to us a little bit about the power in an all female group and the ability to help each other shine.
Well, that is the greatest thing about this. We say when we're on stage that, I mean, there are just moments when this is Lisa speaking. And just a couple nights ago, I stopped and went, oh my gosh, you know, like I get to stand here with these women and watch them do what they do best. We really try to foster each other's magic and give them moments to shine when they can, when we can, you know, every chance we can. And not just on stage, but in interviews or, you know, in a video or in our jobs, you know, we divvy everything up and there are things that some people do better than others. And so we put those people in those roles for a reason.
I love it. So you guys have a crazy schedule. I read that you had more than 75 shows in 2018 alone.
Yes.
And it looks like you've got a very full lineup. You're going to be in Iowa even, which is where we are.
Yeah.
Just a few tips on how you practice self-care while you're on that road.
Might be the only time that we can practice self-care.
We try to get a little bit of sleep and we try to work out a little bit.
And drink wine.
Yes.
We do drink wine. We drink
Amen.
Coffee.
I mean, our record's called Women and wine. So there is that.
If we keep up at this pace, it's going to have to be called Women and Water the next time. Just because we all need to stay hydrated.
Women and IVs.
Oh, but we try to take little trips whenever we can in cool places. We were in Nebraska and we found out that there was this place called Carhenge.
Oh, yeah.
And so some guy has put up cars in the same shape as Stonehenge.
Yes.
It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. But you know, we all like history. And so we try and check out a historical feature in the town that we're in or driving through.
I find this is Ashley. I make it my personal job in the band to find the best lunch spot and dinner spot everywhere we go.
Yelp it, right?
And we'll eventually write a blog about all the amazing places that we've been. But it's just like taking time to disconnect from the actual job and just enjoy each other as sisters and try to talk about something that's not business, you know, for a couple of minutes. And Nicole is really good about working out, so I try to have her hold me accountable and make me go to the gym.
Well, and I bring, I've got a 1.5-year-old, and so he comes out on the road with us as well. So that adds a different element to self-care on the road and when I'm at home. But the girls are so sweet. Like they do a dance party with him before the shows.
Every night.
And so we do different things to decompress. And even though some of those things don't sound like self-care, on the road, they are because they're moments. You know, the other day in the hotel room, Nicole and I were sharing, and I just said, I just need 4 minutes of silence, and then we can play the song as many times as you want. She was like, got it. Awesome. And I did. I just needed 4 minutes of nothing.
The girl
that
again.
That was my meditation.
It sounds like you guys lift each other up and help each other through all these things. I absolutely love this. Okay, so we've got just a little bit of time left in this segment, and I would love to finish this out and hear a song from all of you.
Oh, love that.
We just so happen to have our instruments.
Perfect.
This one's called Baby, and it's on our new EP that we mentioned, Women in Wine. It's available everywhere that you guys can find or, you know, buy your music, stream your music. Here you go.
Ooh, my baby's gone and he ain't coming back. My heart don't even hurt, so what kind of baby is that? Ooh, his lips and the way they kiss, making promises to me. Wasted time, but I didn't mind. Kinda like being tied up, tangled for a while. Baby's gone and he ain't coming back. My heart don't even hurt, so what kind of baby is that? Ooh, goodbye, you know we kept it short and sweet. Seen a diamond wrong, said country song, call your mama kind of thing.
It ain't just a maybe,
ain't just maybe.
He ain't the baby,
he ain't the baby.
Oh, baby, for me.
Red tail lights fading in the night, watch them shine right up till they're gone. I had to laugh and say yes to that. Gonna tip my glass to good times and moving on.
Ooh, my baby's gone and he ain't coming back. My heart don't even hurt, so what kind of baby is that? Kept it short and sweet. Seen a dime around, said country song, call your mama kind of thing.
That ain't just a maybe,
ain't just maybe.
He ain't the baby,
he ain't the baby.
Oh, baby, for me.
Love's just a game and everybody's playing. No one's to blame when everybody's playing.
It's just a game and everybody's playing. No one's to blame. Everybody's playing. It's just a game and everybody's playing.
Everybody's playing. Ooh, my baby's gone and he ain't coming back. My heart don't even hurt, so what kind of baby is that? Ooh, goodbye, you know he kept it short and sweet. Seen a diamond wrong, said country song, call your mama kind of thing.
It ain't just a maybe,
ain't just maybe.
He ain't the baby,
he ain't the baby.
No, it ain't just maybe,
ain't just maybe.
He ain't the baby,
he ain't the baby.
Oh, baby, oh, for me.
Goodbye.
2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
Angelina, everybody. Be sure to check them out wherever you get music. Thanks for joining us here on Shining Bright. Welcome back to Shining Bright. So we just had an exciting first half of this episode. And this episode, in line with our TV show, as I mentioned before, is all about growing, creating, and connecting. And in that realm, I have got a woman here that I have such deep respect for, and I've known for most of this farm, her journey, quite honestly. This is Kim Gratney. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. It's lovely to have you here. And I thought that your story and who you are connects in all of these areas, growing, creating, and connecting. And I'm going to start with the connecting. I'm going to like take it to the end of that. So just a funny thing about how Kim and I initially connected. And I think this is like the power of finding your people, right? And finding your networks and putting yourself out there. So very early on in Farm Her, I read a blog that I really thought was well done, and I thought it was interesting, and I was like, I need to meet this person. And it turns out that person was Kim. And so I think I just probably reached out on email and was like, hey, here I am. I don't really know what I'm doing yet. I didn't have like a great plan for Farm Her at that point. I was taking still photos. I was putting them on social media and it was early on. So, how did you feel when I reached out to you and was like, hey, can I come take pictures of you?
What a great first question, Margie. Thank you. Yeah. So candidly, I was terrified. I have never liked the other end of a camera. Yeah. I have dabbled in photography. Yes, I know how hard you said it was for you to be on the other end of it, as well as Farm Her continue to grow and take off. And so at first, it was kind of this humorous, you know, question that I really didn't think you were serious about.
Oh, I was.
And then once I thought about it, I realize that it's so easy to stay small when we're controlled by fear. And so kind of part of that stepping into fear for me was, okay, let's say yes, and then figure out what it looks like, which actually paralleled pretty well with my jump off the cliff into ag after running far and fast from it. And one of my favorite memories of the time you spent in Southern Iowa with a number of us, the day you were there, was your willingness and your openness to being put on my favorite mare, Dolly, and photographing all that was happening from the back of a horse, which you had never done.
No. Lessons learned. I need to write a blog about that. I forgot. Oh my gosh.
I think someone took pictures of you on Dolly with your camera. I should look for those.
Well, I'm sure they had a feared look on my face.
No, you were amazing. But here it is, several hundred acres of wide open Southern Iowa rolling hills on this, I think it was in May.
Yeah.
And it was so breathtaking. And you were just all smiles and your artistry was just blossoming before everyone's eyes. And it was such a humbling yet exhilarating experience.
Well, I'm so glad that that's the perspective that you have. So here's the interesting thing, I think, a lot of times, right? So you said you were scared. On the converse side, me reaching out to you took a lot of guts. I was like, this woman's got her stuff together. She knows what she's doing. I don't really know what I'm doing. So I was scared too, right? Of like, it takes a lot to reach out to somebody, and it takes a lot on the other side to say yes. So I think we always think that the person on the other side like really has it together.
Oh, well said.
Yeah. This is where the, you know, put a smile on your face, stand up straight, take a deep breath comes into play, and you know, put yourself out there. But I love that. Yeah. So riding on that horseback with the camera, I would say that there is a picture when I introduced you to my husband this morning, Tony. I said, Kim is the lady with the pink shirt riding the horse away from me. Mm-hmm. And I feel there were some good pictures from the day. There was a lot of blurry pictures from when I was on the back of that horse. And I also learned if you're going to carry a camera bag on a horse, you better strap that stuff down. It's good, like the horse was like galloping. It wasn't even running. I mean, it was, yeah, it was like moving slightly quick.
Well, she had a job to do, right? Yeah. Which was gather the cattle so we could work the calves and brand them and vaccinate them and worm them and take care of them. And yeah, she was ready to go to work. And I think the expression, one of the times I looked over was, oh my gosh, I got to just hang on to this gal. Right. And you were doing such a beautiful and inspiring job of just literally like life hanging on for the ride. Yeah,
there you go.
And letting her do her job and you were doing yours. And it was a beautiful memory.
I loved the memory too. At the time, I do remember sweating a little bit about like how do I hold on to my camera? How do I hold on to the horse? And, you know, just don't fall off. Like that's
it. And you didn't. You were magically amazing. It looked like you had done that so many times before.
That was your horse that did that for me. That's what it was. But so you just said something, this is life and hanging on for the ride. So let's take it back a little bit. You briefly mentioned this. So you kind of grew up in agriculture, but you kind of didn't. So can you tell us a little bit about your story and what brought you to that ranch in Southern Iowa?
So I'm going to try to keep this as succinct as I can. It's been an incredible look back. And yes, Margie, that is a really accurate portrayal. So on my father's side, they've been in ranching for more than 100 years. And most of his brothers are now running the family ranches out in western South Dakota. And so ag has always been a part of my family's lives because we always had different operations, both row crop and cattle throughout my childhood. But I was definitely more like my mother growing up in that city slicker. So my mother is a Southside Chicago Italian who met a cowboy while both of them were in Chicago, actually. And so I just love their story. And I love the fact that my parents were willing to create that experience for us to live in town, but yet have time in rural space, building and fixing fence and getting familiar with livestock and farming and all aspects of ag. But at the time, I was not enlightened by it at all. And in fact, kind of was really focused on getting into the big city and living kind of that life in the fast lane. Yet I always had this tremendous passion and fear of horses. Mm-hmm. And so as life would have it, ag, I would say snapshots, was a part of my life, my entire life. Yet there was an opportunity in my late 30s to kind of be the extra help on some of my family's land in Southern Iowa. Uh-huh. And it was literally, I liken it to just jumping off a cliff, yeah, and hoping I grew wings on the way down before I crash landed at the bottom. Because I not only had a lot of fear, and I loved horses, but yet the thought of doing a task that required some savvy,
yeah,
like gathering cattle and things that you do when you have several hundred acres to cover and you're checking the herd and you're observing them calving and you're actually doing something of value, was a completely different.
Yeah. Like you're in the driver's seat. You're not just like watching from afar then. Mm-hmm. You're in the driver's seat. Mm-hmm. Well, I love that about you. And I know that you are a person that does push yourself off that cliff and, and you have done so many things. And in the time I've known you, many things have changed in your world too. So everyone stick with us because we're going to go to break here, but we're going to come back with Kim and talk about that long and winding journey that is called life as a woman in agriculture. So stick with us here on Shining Bright. We'll be right back. And we are back. As you all heard at break, Kim was talking about her journey and pushing herself off that cliff and really exploring your love of horses, but learning the cattle business as well. And I know you spent a number of years running at that and, you know, kind of being a part of that family legacy from a different perspective. One other thing I do want to talk about, because this episode is also about creating. So you, on the converse, very different from the cattle business, you have a creative business ultimately, right? So Can you tell us a little bit about what you do outside of agriculture?
Yes. So full circle coaching and consulting is a business in which strives to help guide people into what I would call unknown space and learning how to step in to pressure and discomfort for growth and change. And so the thought of leaving the horses in Southern Iowa when I wasn't as involved in the cattle operation was really not an option.
Right.
And so it afforded me this beautiful blessing of an opportunity to bring them to town, per se. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to learn a different approach to coaching. I do coach people one-on-one in the corporate setting for growth and change. And just through challenges and just wanting to be different in their lives than they are today. One of the ways that Full Circle coaches humans is by partnering them with horses as their learning tools.
Yeah.
And it's been an incredibly fascinating journey to bring them along.
I love this. And as I said, your business, that side of it has definitely evolved. So I know when I first met you, it was more like, you started your career in public relations, right?
Yes.
And then it was kind of a marketing agency of sorts, or is that the right way to say it? And now you've evolved to more coaching, and you've taken something you love and pulled it into your business. So
well said. You did your homework. I love it.
It has. Well, we've talked about this a lot in the past. But how the evolution of a business, can you talk to us a little bit about that? Like when it's time to close one door on what that business is and it's time to open another. I personally think this is very interesting right now because, you know, things change in a farm, in a family, in a business. And can you talk to us a little bit about how you've navigated through some of that in something that's so close and personal to you that is your business?
That is a beautiful question. Thank you. What I've learned along that journey really is that what we know becomes what's comfortable and what's easy. So yes, my firm started out as that creative and consulting firm simply because Unity Point Health was willing to subcontract work to me when I left full-time employment there to be a mom at home with children. And word got out and it grew. And all of a sudden I had this business. It was a freelance business, consulting business, creative business. But over time, as I was willing to flex and ebb and flow, and sometimes more gracefully than others, and I was willing to tap into what I felt God was telling me, where He was leading me, and just opportunity that would start to awaken and show up in my space, I really learned the value of letting go and just kind of being this really free spirit, which I've always been, but I confined her to align with the scripts that everybody else wanted for me or thought I should be following. And so once I started to step in to the discomfort of being that free spirit and really wanting to learn how to fly, if you will, things just started manifesting and showing up that was clearly not as much what I wanted, but what there was a higher calling for. Mm-hmm. And so it was learning how to get comfortable in discomfort and fear and anxiety and sometimes hyperventilating.
Gosh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I get it all of the time.
To explore.
Yeah.
And if I would go in it with a mindset of, all right, I'm going to try it. I'm going to explore. And if it's meant to take root, it will. And if I have to start pushing and forcing, that is my sign that this is not it.
Oh, that's a pretty great point right there. If it feels forced, then let's not do this. Let's not, right?
Yeah, which is hard in life because we all have certain ways or things we think we want to do before we're not here anymore. Yet we're not paying attention, at least in my humble opinion, enough to how are we being in the world? So how are we being in our relationships,
right,
in our interactions, and what mark are we leaving on others? Not necessarily just long term, but moment to moment.
Mm-hmm.
And how are we showing up in a way that fuels and nurtures and fills others instead of
sucking it out of them and of ourselves at the same time?
Yes, that's very well stated. And that balance and learning how to love what is, and not wishing away. So a lot of times we have a vision of how we want life to be, and we spend so much time wishing for that vision that we wish that present moment away. And before we know it, all those present moments have added up, and somehow it's 20 years later and we don't really know that we've lived.
It's like my biggest fear in life. I feel like you just gave me a coaching session. I feel like revived. Good. So what have the horses and that aspect brought to this for you, from, you know, if you could, from where you started when you brought the horses into your business and where it is today, like what have you seen people grow, change, flourish with?
I love all your questions. They're very deep and meaningful, and I very much appreciate that about you.
Thank you.
The horses have empowered learning that has been much deeper and broader than I realized was even possible. And what I mean by that is when I observe people connecting with the horses out at our facility outside of Earlham, and I have the privilege of coming alongside people who are interested in learning more about self-awareness and how to regulate their emotions and what boundaries look like and leadership, inner leadership,
mm-hmm,
and some of those soft skills that are not a part of the technical training we get in order to do the jobs we're hired to do.
Right.
And it's the softer side of business that's full of emotion and drama and gray area. And people really show up vulnerably and transparently to what is. And they are courageous enough to come out, get out of their office space or their home space, and really show up for something that is hard to put to words,
mm-hmm,
when you describe it. And they're willing to open up and be deep thinkers and be motivated toward growth and change that the horses and I help facilitate.
I love that. I do. We've talked about this. I need to come see it in action sometime because
I love it.
Yeah, I have a picture of it, and I think it's probably very different from what the reality is. So more to come on that. Maybe someday I can convince Kim to get back on the other side of my camera. we are going to head to break here, but if I can convince Kim to stick around for a few more minutes, we'll be back here in the wrap up and continue this discussion just a little bit further. So thank you for sticking with us here on Shining Bright. Remember, you can head to farmher.com to find out about anything else we have going on. We'll be right back. Back here wrapping it up, and I did convince Kim to stay. Yay for everybody out there listening. One thing I wanted to talk about, so I've been reading this book, and I talked about it earlier in this episode with Farewell Angelina, but it's called In the Company of Women. And I really, really love this book because it's about women who are creatives who run small businesses and mindfully small businesses, right? Like making sure that they continue to do what they love in their business, what drives them, what is their passion, without letting the business side like eat up too much of that and still letting their creative part come through. It's so great. And I mean, it's just profiles of these women. So I know.
I have to read that.
Yeah. In the Company of Women. And so I've been asking these questions, especially when I get someone creative on here, because I sometimes forget that I am creative. Like there's all this business stuff that takes over, right? Like we have contracts and we have discussions, and we have meetings and we have all these things. And I'm like, oh, I love to share. I love to tell a story. And like reminding yourself at the root of who you are that you've got that part of your soul. So one of the questions that I liked out of that book that they asked all of these creative women. Yeah. What's your favorite quality that you could say about yourself?
Well, and I would like to take a minute to acknowledge that I only remembered that question because it sounded better than the other one. Yeah. Because then I don't have to necessarily talk about myself. It's really
hard to brag about yourself, right?
Yes, I prefer to say something funny instead, but that doesn't seem to be appearing. So, you know what? I got very adept, Margie, at learning how to breathe out of a lawn-sized brown paper bag in order to prevent myself from hyperventilating. So, that skill has proven.
And you're being very honest, right, with that.
Totally, like
you're
being honest.
Serious. This is not a joke.
No. Yeah. That is completely, the visual of that is an awesome one, really, if you just allow yourself and give yourself permission to look at what that might look like if you walked up on that. But in that same fun spirit, also really, I would say the power of prayer, because there isn't always a brown paper bag handy. And I tend to get pretty emotionally jazzed about something that is showing up that I love and I'm grateful for. And that does not always allow, when we're emotionally unregulated, that doesn't really allow us to be clear-headed, clear-minded, and focused and purposeful and intentional. And so as I've learned, due to a number of life experiences, the horses having to do a lot with that, as well as my husband, as I've learned that skill of emotional regulation and learning how to keep that clear head in times of excitement and stress and be an example of calm, focus, intention, and purpose. And I have a long ways to go as well, by all means, have not figured it out. But at the same time, really finding the power of the Holy Spirit to work within me to guide me in those times. And that was something that started while working in Southern Iowa, because there was a lot of heart-stopping moments where I clearly was way, way out of my element.
Yeah.
But to be able to transition and further grow that and find a really peaceful calm probably has been something I'm most grateful for. I don't know if others would consider it necessarily the best quality, but I just am truly grateful for it.
I feel it from you. And I think that that's an amazing quality to have, to be able to ground yourself with if it's prayer, if it's breathing. And thank you for sharing that vulnerability, because, you know, I think like I said in the beginning, you know, we all think everyone else, like you look at someone else and you're like, you got it all together, man. You know what you're doing.
So,
and
easy to say that about others. Yes.
Nobody actually does. Nobody. Nope. And so we have these ways that we ground ourselves, and that we, I need to stock, I need like 10 paper bags a day, I feel like, most days. Maybe I need to practice that. I'm so thankful for my Apple Watch that tells me to stop and breathe, because it's one of those mindful things that helps you, kind of just.
And women, I think, are masters. Actually, I'd call it beyond masters. I'd call it PhD level. We're at a PhD level, Margie, of looking around and comparing ourselves to everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
And in that process, we do ourselves a huge disservice. And I would really love to encourage women to stop doing that and celebrate your authentic, vulnerable, beautiful self.
Yeah, I love this. Thank you. This has been a really enjoyable discussion. I hope everybody out there has taken something great away from Kim. And thank you for being here on Shining Bright, Kim.
Thank you for the blessing of an opportunity.
You've been listening to Shining Bright by Farmher. Be sure to tune in every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Saturday at noon Eastern on SiriusXM's Rural Radio Channel 147 and the SiriusXM app. And now, go shine bright.